Sorry about the noise. My neighbour's sanding his deck. My motto? Don't work on your deck. Play on it. Life's good with a Trex deck. Low maintenance with a 25-year residential warranty. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.
St Kilda's 1-4 year players, they reported back for duty this week, didn't they? As Ross Lyon, the 2.0 era gets underway at Moorabbin, and this man, Kane, appears to have picked up right where he left off after an eye-catching debut season. His name, of course, is Marcus Windager, and he joins us this morning. Marcus, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Nothing brings on the anxiety, I would imagine, like a time trial on the first day back. I mean, who's done their homework, who hasn't? And you've done your homework, as it turned out.
Yeah, it's very, very nervous times. All the boys get quite anxious before it, but as a group, we trained a lot together this off season, and yeah, came together and did quite well.
Take me through that, because it's been a fair bit happening at the footy club. What did your off season look like?
Yeah, obviously there were a few changes that were made upstairs at the coaching panel, but turned out pretty good. As a collective, we're all pretty nervous at where we're at with so many faces going out the door. But, can't speak highly enough of what the club have done, bringing in the likes of Rob Harvey, Russ Lyon, Lenny Hayes and BJ. But, all we can do from our end is put our head down and work our asses off. And that's what Ross expects of us now. So, yeah, that's sort of where we're at.
We'll get to Ross in a tick. You're a young player. You're finding your feet. You're one season into your career. But the review was released. Were you interviewed for the review? And what say did the players have on the strong changes that have been made?
Yeah, I actually wasn't interviewed about it, but I'm sure there were a few players asked a few questions. The review was organised after the season. We obviously as a club weren't happy with how we finished the season, but we can only move on and look forward to 2023.
Did you read it?
I did. It was emailed to us prior to going out, and all the findings, I guess, were evident, and you could tell that there were changes that needed to be made and for us to be more competitive for next season.
Marcus, if we can just talk, I mean, you're a human, aside from being an employee and a player at the club. I mean, were you surprised? Were you shocked? I mean, I'm sure when you drafted at, pick 47 in the 2021 National Draft, you know you're entering the big league, you know it's ruthless, but were you surprised?
Surprised with the changes?
Yeah, or... yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. I was speaking actually to Jared Ruffhead about this, but because he never experienced a change in coach, and in my first season I had a change in coach. But yeah, when it happened, to be honest, no one had heard anything of it really, and no one was expecting Rats to go out the door. But Rats was a great bloke, and he had so much respect from all the players, and it was obviously sad to see him go. And it's pretty cool to see now that he's got a gig at North Melbourne. But, it was definitely a shock at the time.
And, you're right. He's universally liked across the industry. These things happen so quickly, though. Did he get the chance to say goodbye properly or formally or vice versa?
We all reached out to Rats and jumped on the phone with him. And he was obviously quite upset with what happened. But... he's in a good place, and like I said before, it's awesome that he's still in the industry and working at North Melbourne now.
And what's been your first impressions of the new coach?
Yeah, there was a lot of talk amongst the boys with Ross. Obviously, he's an experienced coach, and he's so knowledgeable and respected in the AFL, but. Everything he said to us as a playing group so far, I've just loved the way he goes about it, and everything he stands for is just awesome. I can't wait to get amongst everything and have the older boys come in and really, really start driving standards forward. At the moment, it's an awesome feeling around the club. everyone's enthusiastic and eager to just put their head down, and that's Ross's main point, is just work your asses off, and the coaches will have you back.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you whether there's been an overarching theme of the way that he's addressed you so far, and a message. Has it just been that? So the standards, the work ethic, I mean, pretty basic sort of stuff, but when it comes from a person of the calibre of Ross, it sort of hits home a little bit more?
Yeah, 100%. That's pretty much his overriding thing, just work ethic. And so far this week, I think that's what we've tried to adhere to. All the boys have been pretty good at like getting on the track and just putting their head down with our running, with our training. Like Ross has mentioned a few times in a few meetings, that that's where we can start. Just work as hard as possible.
He's mentioned a couple of times the running ability of the group. I think even when he got the job, he was excited by the running power that your side possesses. You're a key part of that. Sam's mentioned your work on the time trial, and we'll touch on some of your battles with the game's elite players over the journey. But are you excited to play a more attacking running style of game?
Yeah, 100%. Watching a few teams last year that they just play that quick rebound footy, it's exciting and it's fun to watch. But I think being a part of a side that's just going to run all day and just attack is going to be a joy to be a part of. But I think as a group collectively, I think that's where we're focusing on at the moment. So as for now, all we can do is work pretty hard with our conditioning.
Now, Marcus, Ross loves the running ability. He wants it. He identified it. You're good at it. Is there any chance here at all that you can become the coach's pet?
I don't know. not a coach's pet, but I'll put my head down and I'll pride myself on my running ability, and that's something I want to be known for. So,
Another former basketballer too, Kane. He represented the country at underage level as well. So not a token sort of mention of the sport. He could play the sport.
Yeah.
Up, Mark. How good were you?
No. Played all my juniors as a basketballer, more so than a footballer probably. And that probably took up my week day in, day out. I was training a fair bit, and then was lucky enough to play for Australia in under 15s.
Yeah, right.
Did any of your teammates that you played in that side go on to do some extraordinary things at the higher levels?
Yeah, there's a few at the moment. Good mate of mine, Dyson's playing for New Orleans now, Dyson Daniels. Wow. And then I've got another close friend who plays for Melbourne United, Josh Duach, at the moment.
And how's the, just coming back to footy, if you don't mind, Marcus, how's the knowledge and the nous and the experience that you've now got on tap there? So obviously Rob Harvey comes back, Lenny Hayes comes back, Brendan Goddard comes back, obviously the coach himself. So you've got it all there in front of you.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. Like I said, it's quite exciting times at the club. To be able to tap into legends of the club, like those three that you mentioned, it's pretty awesome. Us younger boys have already started catching up with them and getting the most out of them as we can, because obviously they're very experienced and very knowledgeable. So it's going to be great for us. Three unbelievable players and now coaches. So they're going to be great.
So good to see you flying the flag for the run with player, and the game against Brisbane where you took on Lachie Neal and. Mm. Really took it up to him. You were targeted by the opposition, and not many can keep Lachie Neal under 20, and you did that. But so why don't teams do more of it with the run with player, and is it sustainable for you, or do you need to keep working on the other areas of your game so you're not just pigeonholed into that run with player?
Yeah, I think for me at the moment, I'm definitely working on all areas. That run with role is something that got brought upon me late last year, which started in West Coast, and I actually enjoyed it at the time. Raps reinforced to me that it's more of a learning sort of style of play, getting to run with great players like Lucky Neal and Tim Kelly. So as much as it was a role for the team, I thought it helped me heaps, tapping into what sort of styles of play these guys have during their game. But at the end of the day, this off-season, I've just wanted to work on my game, and if I get called upon to play as a tagger, then I'm more than happy to do that next season. But at the same time, I've had a key focus on improving my game.
What are some of those areas you're focusing on?
For me, I've always thought that endurance running and being clean are the two most important things. So a few of us boys that have stuck around and stayed local during the off season, we've obviously stuck to the running program and got the most out of that as we can, and at the same time done a lot of extra touch work with a few of the coaches like BJ and Lenny Hayes. They've helped us out so far, but yeah, that for me is where I stand.
Draft's upcoming on Monday night. Saints got pick 9, so it's an important pick for them. So you're in this position this time last year. What would your message be to the youngsters that are about to embark on living their dream? I mean, what have you learned in the first 12 months that you would give them as a bit of advice?
It's a tough one. Obviously, coming into a club, for me, I found that it's a lot more harder than you think. And especially for kids coming in, it doesn't just happen. I think you just got to put your head down and get straight into it. I think that's what I found, and it worked for me. Get amongst everyone that's around the club. Don't be shy. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to see who comes to the door, but, I can't wait.
Marcus, I wish you well. You got some hard work ahead of you. I'm sure you know that over the coming months, but it's an exciting time to be in and around the St Kilda Footy Club. So we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much, guys.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.